So those were all the resolutions. So got those out of the way. And then we talked about the tourism board. So the tourism board has those funds to spend on different marketing items and things. So they did approve the tourism board's requests for marketing for the arts festival, and then marketing for the fly-in, and then to pay for tables and bathrooms for the fly-in. So
now, what is the fly-in?
Yeah, so we've decided this year, a group, a committee came to our airport board and asked to do a fly-in. So it's where planes can fly in, the public can come out, see what the airport looks like, look at the different planes that have flown in, and then the firemen will have a pancake breakfast out there. So that's scheduled for June 7th. So I'll bring the times the next time I come. I didn't grab those, but yeah, super excited. So it's the first year of it. Very excited to start maybe an annual thing here. So
neat. Yeah.
Yeah. The mayor did a proclamation for the 2025 Arbor Day month. So May is Arbor Month. Different couple things going on in May for trees. We have our tree planting plan that was approved at yesterday's council meeting.
Yeah, I remember not the last time I spoke with you, but I think the time before we were talking about how with all the disease and storms and stuff knocking down a bunch of trees that we wanted to plant a lot more.
Yeah.
And so that's now coming to fruition.
Yeah, yeah. We plant about, 100 a year.
Nice.
So they are doing some tree planting in Pomme de Terre Park. So if anyone wants to come out and volunteer, May 21st, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. They have a rain date of the 27th in case it rains in May. So, So if anyone wants to volunteer their time, they can come out. We do have a tree giveaway. So first time we're doing that. So usually the city plants trees on boulevards or in city parks. This year we've decided to kind of expand our tree planting and do a tree giveaway. So we have 100 trees to give away to anyone who lives in city limits, May 16th and 17th. So on the 16th, it's 12 to 4. On the 17th, which is a Saturday, 8 to noon. Come out, show you're a resident, and get a tree to plant in your yard.
What kind of trees are they?
There's 10 different species.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I can. We can put them up on our Facebook and website. I'm not sure all of the different ones. We have 10 different kinds. So.
Yeah, I didn't mean to throw you under the bus.
Yeah,
I was just curious.
You're fine, yeah. So.
Well, that's neat, yeah.
Yeah, very exciting. And then we did set a date for an administrative appeal request, 3 p.m. on the 24th. And then the last thing I have is there will be a second Chrissy Dam informational meeting on May 6th from 6 to 7 at Old Number 1.
Oh, okay. And so, what time is that?
6 to 7.
Oh, you just said that.
Yep. No, wow. That's fine. On May 6th.
Is it Friday yet? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay, 6 to 7. All right, on May 6th. Okay, sounds good. Yeah. All right. Anything else on your docket?
That's all I have.
All right, Abby, where do you go to school?
I go to school here in Morris.
Morris, all right. And you're interested in maybe perhaps getting into city government? Maybe?
Maybe in the future. I'm planning to stay here at the University of Minnesota Morris, where I'm going to be majoring in biology pre-med.
Oh, wow, you're already smarter than I am.
Oh, no. But this is just an interest of mine. I want to learn more about it, and I'm really enjoying my time as a junior council member.
Okay, that's fantastic. Well, Becca can definitely show you the ropes, that's for sure. She knows everything that's going around in this town. So, well, you guys, thanks so much for coming in. I appreciate your time. And, Becca, I'll see you, in a couple weeks or next week or what is it?
In a few weeks. So next week, on Tuesday, we have our work session. And then our next council meeting will be May 13th, so I'll be here on the 14th.
All right, fantastic, guys. Thanks so much for your time. It has been the Community Connection with Becca Schrupp and Abby.